Supplemental reading. Master or Slave. Desiree's Baby was one of Kate Chopin's first and most famous short stories. In this story, Chopin explores the theme of race more strongly than in any of her other works. Desiree is married to Armand, who owns a plantation and many African-American slaves that work on it. This was typical in the southern United States at that time. Black people were brought to America, primarily from Africa, as slaves, and consequently bought and sold like property. White people viewed African-Americans as an inferior race, and it was shameful for a white person to have mixed blood, as would result from having parents of unequal races. This explains Desiree's concern after realizing that her son had black characteristics. When Armand told Desiree that the child is not white, and that you are not white, he was referring to more than skin color. He meant that his wife and child were inferior and were no longer acceptable to him. This rejection was more than Desiree could bear, and she felt it was better to die than to live in such disgrace. When she walked away, the bushes tore her white gown, symbolizing that she was no longer a white person. When Armand discovered the baby's mixed blood came not through Desiree but through his own mother, he had already lost his wife and son, and his life was destroyed. One critic noted that Armand was as much a slave to his racial views as the real slaves that he controlled. No real distinction based on color can be made between slave and master.